If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Katie and I are going first into 2022. Ladies, we were all needing a new year. Can I get an amen? I think everybody was just done with 2021, and I am so excited to be heading into 2022 with all of you. I really can't tell you how grateful I am to each and every one of you who continue to listen and tune in here week after week after week. You guys are the backbone of this podcast, and I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I love hearing from all of you, those of you who reach out on Instagram, and those of you who have become patrons. It is just so much fun to get to know you better and to bring you into that group and that community. And we've got a lot of fun things happening in Patreon in 2022. We've switched things up a little bit, and we now are offering a little bit more coaching and accountability. If that is something you are interested in, our Eliza level members now have access to me during office hours throughout the week. So we have a couple of times a week where I'm just hanging out in a Zoom room, and you can pop in and out as you like and be able to ask questions, get more targeted guidance on your goals, or just shoot the breeze if that's what you want to do. But I am available to those Eliza level patrons so that they can get help that they are looking for, somebody to just bounce things off of or brainstorm with. It's so much fun, and I love being able to connect with patrons in this way. We also have a brand new planner tracker that is available to patrons. Different levels get different parts of the tracker, but it's basically a planner that helps you keep track of how your body is feeling and how you're staying on top of things in your life, so you can get an accurate picture of what is actually going on in your life. I've been talking about this a lot on the podcast over the last month or so, but I just think it's such an incredible tool, especially first thing in the new year, to really get a good grasp of where you're actually at. I think it helps us to be able to make more sustainable changes in the long run when we can see what we are actually doing and how we are actually feeling. And if we're not keeping track of that, it's really hard to quantify that. It's really hard to get a good grasp on what it actually looks like and not what you've maybe told yourself it looks like. So I think it's a really incredible tool, and I would love for you to be able to get to try it out. So if you want to become a part of that, get a hold of that, access these materials, then come join us in Patreon. Patreon.com/livewelltogether. We would absolutely love to have you. It is such a great group of ladies. We're going to be doing so many fun things throughout the year. And hey, if all you want to do is like hang out and chit chat, I come on 3 to 4 days a week for live videos where that's what we do, where I talk about planning and skincare and clothes and any other thing under the sun that happens to come up. And it is so much fun. I would love to see you there. So patreon.com/livewelltogether. But without further ado, let's get into this New Year's episode where Katie and I take a look forward. Last week we were looking back, but this week we are looking forward. We are talking about our words for the year and things that we are hoping for in 2022. So we hope you enjoy this episode with me and Katie Jacket. Okay, Katie, it is our first episode of 2022.
Oh, that feels good.
I know. Man, it's like hard to believe that it is 2022 mm-hmm. already, but it also, it's like, okay, I think we all needed this. We all needed a fresh new year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I just, yeah, there's been so much change over the past couple of years that I think we, like, I know I approached the change of the year last year very differently than I am this year. And I think that that is hopeful, even though we still have like so much hard stuff in the world. I think that the fact that I am able to approach it differently and with more like, okay, I can make plans. I can have resolutions. I can do some stuff. I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah. We can move forward with our lives. And last year, so much that was still question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. So much still up in the air.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our plans felt tentative, like this is what I hope for, but I don't know. I hope that all of this is behind us and we can move forward. And really it was a slow year of, I don't think it was a great year for anybody. I think we all have that solidarity that like, okay, we're through it.
Yeah.
Let's move forward. And if it's just better than this last year, great.
Like
my plans and goals are smaller and I feel a little jaded, but I'm really ready for a fresh start. Just squeaky clean, like, okay, no mistakes in it. Like Anne of Green Gables would say, and that's something, you know, a fresh start is something, even if, you know, it can't, there's just still so much out of our control and there are still so many question marks, but at least we're moving forward. Fresh start.
Yes. Yes, I couldn't agree more. I think that my goals have shifted as well. I think there were years where I would set like these big end goals, like I'm going to get to this, you know, much money I'm going to make, or I'm going to get this many jobs, or I'm going to get this many followers on Instagram, which I know that sounds like petty, but guys, let's remember it's part of my job. So like, it's not just because I want followers. Yeah. It's because it's like legitimately part of how I provide for my family. But I think I've set like these bigger, like get to this in the past, where I think I've shifted that a lot to let's do these consistent things. Like let's figure out what those little steps are and then see where we get to and not so much like aiming for that specific number, because I don't know, like there's so many variables.
You know, that's interesting because your word for this last year, I think it really taught you that consistency and showing up, just continuously showing up, you know, in the small ways produces something bigger, where before you kind of shoot bigger and how do we work it back? Like your whole way of operating shifted a little bit for the good.
Yeah. But I still feel like in so many ways, I failed my word. And I can't remember if we talked about this on last week's episode. Okay, we did. So I failed my word in a lot of ways, but I was able to see that consistency in other areas, which I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. But I still think like the pressure of that word consistent, even though in my head it was like, well, consistency looks like, you know, the 80-20 principle. And it means, you know, 2/3 of the time you're getting it right. That still feels like, but that's not consistent. And so it still didn't have like the freedom and the grace within that word that I think I probably needed. Mm. But I still think it was a good year to look at like, okay, I can say I'm going to audition or I want to land 5 voiceover jobs, but every job is worth a different amount. So 5 jobs 1 month can be totally different than 5 jobs a different month. And so much of that is left up to chance. I mean, there's months where I audition for a ton of things and I get tons of jobs from that. And then there's other months where I audition just as much, but I'm not the right fit for those jobs. And ultimately, I don't have any control over that. And it's like the same with Instagram. I can throw ridiculous content out there and I never really know what is going to spark people's interest and make them tune in or make them follow or make them keep following. And so if I just base the goal on those like end goal metrics of like, well, I didn't hit this target number, then it just becomes really defeating and frustrating. Yeah. Yeah. But if I can focus instead on just my actions of, okay, well, how much am I showing up? How many auditions did I get in? Am I being consistent with those things? So I can look back at the end of the month and at least say, well, I put in my best effort, which I think there have legitimately been months this past year where I didn't, that wasn't actually a thing. But that's kind of what I'm, my ultimate goals over all of these specific areas that I'm working on this year, I think are like, I just want to be putting in my best effort, having grace when I need to, but not letting that be an excuse, and just putting in my best effort. And then tracking that. I mean, we're talking a lot about that in Patreon, of really paying attention to the metrics of our own lives. So whether it's like my wellness, really tracking how I'm feeling every day, and if I'm taking my supplements, and, you know, if I'm moving and I'm doing all of those things, if I can look back over the month and say, oh, well, yeah, look at the numbers. The numbers say it for themselves. Then I can feel like, all right, that was a successful month. And I think, kind of by the same token, if we're keeping track of our own metrics, it can have the opposite effect too, where you're like, yeah, I've been taking pretty good care of myself. You know, like, I think I'm doing fairly well. Like, I've been taking my stuff and moving and getting sleep. But then you look back at the metrics and you see like, oh no, you haven't.
Yeah.
You worked out like one time, and you've been taking your supplements only like 2 out of 7 days. Like, get with it. Like, it's a good check either way to be keeping track of like your own statistics about what you're doing, not comparing them to other people, but for yourself.
Yeah. Well, we all need accountability. It's really just a matter of like submitting to it, giving in, being like, okay, I am going to measure this. I'm going to see how I'm actually doing.
Yeah.
The hard part is opening yourself up to it, but we all need it. We all know it's a good thing.
Ladies, it's a brand new year, and what do we not want to be dealing with? Hormonal issues, and we all have them at some point in our lives, and that is why I want to tell you about Bonafide. Because Bonafide is a company created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies. Because we all deserve relief without compromise. Their mission is to provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way, without hormones or prescriptions. Bonafide has something for everyone, whatever it is that you are specifically dealing with, whether it's premenopausal symptoms, whether it's PMS, whether you're dealing with vaginal dryness or night sweats or anything else hormone related, you will be able to find a solution from Bonafide. And not only are their ingredients from nature, but they are also the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials that result in every product being scientifically validated. They have safety as their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free of hormones. I love that. And without alarming side effects that none of us want. Bonafide is recommended by over 8,300 doctors and have helped over 333,000 women. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use my promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com website. This is the very best offer anywhere, so check it out and use my promo code LIVEWELL. And thank you to Bonafide for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. So yeah, I do feel like doing that tracking, and with these sheets, I created this planner. I haven't even shown you yet
how pretty I know.
This little...
I haven't seen it.
I know. I just released it to Patreon, so by the time this episode comes out, you know, they will have gotten it a week ago. But I really like it. I love my little cover design. It is called Keep Track, Live Well. And I release all of the January pages to the patrons. And so it's got like an like prep pages to kind of get you through like figuring out what you're wanting to keep track of. And then it has like an at a glance tracker that includes everything from wellness stuff, like what day you're on your cycle, and how much sleep you're getting and your hydration and did you move? But then it's also got like your habits and things that you accomplished and what you're grateful for. So it's got like places for all of that. So along with the at a glance tracker, where you can see like the whole month on one page, I did weekly spreads. So that gives you a little bit more room to write out more of like what you're thinking or how things are going. It's got, you know, a whole place for your mental and emotional state and all of that stuff. And then at the end, you kind of like tabulate your findings at the end of the month. And you look back and you kind of like add up how things were going and how many times you did things and pull together the summation of the month. So you can have like a really good picture of how you did. So I'm really excited for how it's turning out and how we're going to be using it in Patreon. And then the kind of fun new thing that we are introducing to Patreon this year, along with this tracker that will be released every month, and different levels get different parts of the tracker and stuff. But we're doing weekly office hours. So for my Eliza level patrons, there will be an hour. I'm thinking right now it'll be like an hour on Monday morning and an hour on Thursday afternoon, where I will just be in a Zoom call and I'll just be hanging out in there. And then if at any point during that hour, somebody wants to pop in and ask questions about their goals or get accountability or like anything like that, we can sort it out together. And so I think that's kind of like a fun new feature that we are bringing into Patreon, along with, you know, our weekly or our almost daily chats and lives and stuff like that. I think it's going to be a really good year for us all, like paying attention to what's actually going on in our lives so that we can make the changes that we want to make.
Oh, that's really awesome. And I haven't seen the planner. I haven't seen any of that yet, but
I'm going to email it to you right now.
Please do. Because this is what you are so good at. This is where I feel like it all started. And you're so good at putting this kind of stuff together in a very like beautiful way. And remember when like you came over and helped me make the A5, is that what it's called? That size. And we had to iron something. We had to iron like the fabric.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. This really takes me back to those days of like, you've always been good at journaling and putting stuff together and making you be drawn to it, to utilize it. It's like magic. So I'm really excited. Whatever this is, I feel like it goes back to some really good roots.
Yeah. It feels like after, you know, a couple of years now of struggling with a lot of imposter syndrome stuff, which I wasn't expecting to be addressed as much as I feel like it was in this year's Power Sheets, but that was a really good thing for me. But I think after a couple of years of really struggling with this imposter syndrome stuff, to be like, okay, I'm just going to own who I am and what I'm good at. And it can look like a lot of different things. And I'm just going to show up with that. And people will take what they want. And if I'm just annoying people, then they will move on. And hopefully there will be other people who it does interest. And so I feel like this is like, I've been doing some tracking over the past year and really kind of diving into that and seeing what that's like. And I feel like that's something that I haven't really seen in this way and other planners and whatnot. And so I'm really excited about it. And I think it's going to be a really like life-giving space. And yeah, I'm just excited to see where it goes and getting to do that with the patrons and like building that community even more. I just think it's going to be fun. And then still being able to do all the goofy stuff and the fun stuff in the lives and talking about, you know, my favorite makeup and skincare and what I'm doing with that stuff. And I think it's just like finally kind of coming back into my own again.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful. I'm looking at it. It's beautiful. It's so pretty. And so can you print this off in like whatever size you want? Like
you probably could. I would imagine like you could specify like what size paper you wanted it.
Okay. So I could make it that size that would fit into my current journal.
I should have figured that out better, but well, it took me a lot. Like I don't know why it was so hard for me to put together. I've done stuff like this before and I just kept like getting hung up and like, well, what all do I put in it? And I finally just decided, like, put it all in there. And then if I get feedback from the patrons about like, we wish we had this feature, or we're not really utilizing this feature, like this can be a living document because I'm releasing it month to month. So it can change and it can be customized and it can kind of like grow with us as we're figuring out this process. But I would imagine that you could print it on whatever size paper you needed to. My printer doesn't work, so I'm going to send it to Staples.
I'm doing it right now, like as if I was printing it, and I can adjust it. So yay! I can't. Yeah.
Look at you. If non-tech savvy Katie can figure out how.
Believe you me. If I can do this, you all can do this.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you guys, it's adjustable. So that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. Maybe I'll post some pictures like on social media of what it looks like and stuff too. I probably should. That'd be like a good marketing idea. part of what I need to do better in 2022 is not just create the content, but go ahead and tell people that it's there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's helpful.
Put in this work.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but I'm really excited for how it ended up turning out. And you'll see in there, I kind of like have a letter in the beginning of the planner where I explain like what my thoughts are about tracking. And I think that was kind of hanging me up, and I'm really glad for how it ended up turning out. And so, yeah, it's exciting to pull it together and kind of have it fit into my new vibe of what Live Well Anyway looks like, as opposed to Cultivating the Lovely from a couple of years ago. And I'm just excited for like having a little bit more of a vision of where we're headed with Patreon right now. We did a little bit of changes to what the different levels offer and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I mean, yeah. It's starting off fresh, like those clean pages where you have the whole year to fill stuff in. And Scott sent me this little meme this morning that said, and you guys have probably seen it, but it said like, you know how you want to spend money on the planner and the four pens and the washi tape? Don't, you won't use it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's true sometimes, but it's a fresh new year and I'm going to do it. Like I really, getting up early enough is a big thing for me because my tracking time, my thoughtful time that happens in the morning before kids. So in order to commit to journaling and keeping track of like a paper planner and all of those things, it also coincides with I've got to be getting up consistently on time early enough. Mm-hmm. And then what if I can do that, then I love writing stuff down. I love having it all set out for myself with my pens, and everything I need is like right there accessible. And it's such a sweet time. Like I just have to actually plan and prepare it for myself. And prepare is a huge part. And I think you've talked about that before. Like set the scene for yourself for that next day. Make sure the things you need to have on hand are right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like, oh, I don't have a pen, I give up. I'm just
gonna
do this. You know, it's so easy to do.
Yeah. And see, I am the opposite of that. I've found that like I have really been able to hone in my evening routine, and that is when I can be the most reflective, and I can like that's part of my winding down process. And so if I can have all that stuff ready to go and like know what my plan is for my evening routine, like once I get these people squared away, then I can do my bath. I can like for me heading into 2022, it is attaching stuff to that evening routine that I already have established and just like making it more full. So that's when I can do my journaling. That's when I can do my tracking. That's when I'm adding on like dry brushing before I get in the bath and like simple things like that to make it even more full, but do what I need it to do. Because I know that my mornings, I need to just do the bare minimum. What does it take for us to get out of the house well and like have everything done the night before so that we're not packing bags and we're not doing all of that? Like, what is the bare minimum so I can be a good mom in the morning? But it's not going to be the time when I'm doing any reflective thinking or like anything of that sort. That's just not my time. And that's okay. Like, I think we live in a culture that really presses, like, if you're not doing it first thing in the morning, then what are you even? And I don't know, I'm getting closer to 40 and I'm letting that go.
Yeah. Let it go.
No, that's not me. And I don't need it to be me. So. Yeah.
And as long as you understand yourself to know what works and to pair an additional habit to what's already working, like you're saying, you've got your evening routine dialed in. Now I'm going to add this. Like for me, for my evening routine, I just want to wash my face. And yeah. I'm trying to get that is something I do every single night. And that's one of my goals for this next year is to not miss a night of washing my face.
Ooh.
Because night is hard for me. Once I get tired, I'm done and I've got nothing left. I am depleted of energy. I just want to go to bed. I want to read my book for a couple minutes and go to sleep. So for me, I have to back it up. Like, okay, when I put my pajamas on, that's when I wash my face. I don't wait till I'm brushing my teeth because it's too late. I will not do it. I'm too tired. So like understanding yourself, understanding what works. I put my pajamas on every night. So I'm going to attach washing my face to something I'm already doing that I'm successful at.
Yes.
I don't sleep in my clothes. I do put pajamas on.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. Relieved.
And sometimes it's early. Sometimes it's like dark. I'm like pajama time. So that's okay. That's the time I wash my face. So,
because I mean, if you're putting on your pajamas, you're not going to be seeing other humans at that point. So, other than the ones in your house who are already used to what you look like.
So I think there's something there to just understanding yourself. Do you like mornings better? Do you like evenings better? And working from that place of like, I want to be successful. So I'm going to start small. I'm going to start with understanding myself and just attaching one habit to what I'm already doing to make myself more successful. Like that.
Yeah.
That's good. And it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. What matters is that you're challenging yourself and you're creating good habits, and whatever that looks like is going to be different for everybody. But,
And we don't need to unnecessarily beat ourselves up about things. Right. It's like, I was talking the other day on Instagram and I was saying, I've realized that a lot of times, like let's say 99.9% of the time, we're not doing the dishes in the evening, because I know that if the dishes get done, then I'm not going to have water for my bath. And so forget it. The dishes are trumped by the bath, because I need that. I need that to wind down. I need that to just center myself from the whole day and let things go. And plus just like wellness wise, because I apparently have large magnesium needs. I'm finding more and more all the time. Like I can't get away with not doing it. I've got to absorb the magnesium in any form I possibly can. And so my bath is part of that. And there's like that little bit of like shame I think we put on ourselves of like, oh my gosh, I don't do the dishes every night. Like the kitchen isn't perfectly clean in the morning. But there were a bunch of other ladies who came out of the woodwork telling me they're doing the same thing. Like they, not necessarily for a bath, but they're realizing like by the time I'm done with dinner, I'm done. And I would rather just get up and deal with it in the morning and have the rest of my evening to not worry about it. And we can just let that go. Let that be what it is. Because for me personally, if it is more life-giving for me to get my bath in the evening and do the dishes the next morning, who really cares?
Yeah, like, who cares?
It's my house. I can decide that that's the way I want to do it. So
absolutely,
freedom for all of you. Do what works for you. Who really cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to sign ourselves up for like arbitrary stressors.
Yeah. But I do think if you know what those things are, like if God gave you from your heart that, okay, I need to be more successful in evenings. I'm not a night person, but I really need to utilize my evenings better. And you feel like you need to challenge yourself in that way, like more power to you.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
And then pair it with something you're already successful at.
Yes. And I don't want it to sound like I'm saying like, just let everything go because it doesn't matter. This is more an argument for like, do what works for you and do things when it works for you. I'm not saying let go of everything in the house.
Like, you're not saying never do the dishes.
Yeah. I'm just saying figure out how it works best in your day. Yeah. And make that happen. We don't need to. It's just like this whole conversation over Katie's brain works better in the morning and mine works better at night. Like we can make things work for us and not be held to like some arbitrary standard of when things need to be done.
Yes.
Just do it when it works best for you. Because I mean, that's a lot of the things that I'm putting on my list this year is I am trying to push myself to stay more on top of the house and to be better at, you know, my workouts and all that kind of thing. It's not a year of just like, well, let everything go. Like it's just letting myself be myself and do it when it works best for me.
Yeah. So agreed. Totally agreed.
That's the freedom I'm giving people.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, it's a new year, and I think we are all more aware than ever before that there is nothing more important than taking care of ourselves. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't do your best. You can't take care of the people in your life, and you can't get the things done that you want to get done. And Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You know, we take a lot of supplements around here to help support things, and Sambucol has become a backbone of the things that we are taking, especially during this winter season, to keep me and my kids at our absolute best. I love it because it's so simple, it tastes good, and it helps me know that I'm supporting my immune system, because this mama ain't got time to be taken off work or to be down and not be able to take care of these kiddos. In our household, the gummies are a huge hit. My kids love taking those, and I typically turn to either the drink powder or to the liquid because it's just easy for me to get down quickly, and I can combine it with other things if I want to. We just take ours first thing in the morning before we head off to school and I get into work, and it is the perfect thing to help me feel like I am staying on top of things right from the get-go of the day. So if you want to be supporting your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at sambucolusa.com and then use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, that's 15% off with LIVEWELL15 at sambucolusa.com. And I just want to thank Sambucol for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. But you, okay, I want to, well, we're already so far into this interview and now I'm just looking at my notes like, oh, I should maybe hit on a couple of these things I wrote down. One thing I do want to hit on from a couple of weeks ago from the reading episode is I told everyone I was going to try to double my reading goal from the year because my reading for the year had been so pathetic and I was just disappointed in myself. And so I was going to try to read 10 books in December. And as of the date of this recording, which is December 30th, so we're coming down to the wire here, but I have read 9 out of the 10 books. Now, a lot of these I listen to, but I have one fiction book going right now that I am like 56% into. And I think if I'm hoping I can bust it out by tomorrow night, but then also Emerson and I have a book that we have been reading and we both set the goal together that we were going to finish it by the end of the year because she got a Kindle for Christmas. And, you know, if the other day, she was telling my mom about the Kindle and how it has like badges and how you can go in and you can see all your personal statistics for like how much you've read that day and like your streaks and all the stuff. And she was telling my mom all about it. She goes, oh, you and your mother are two peas in a pod. Emerson said, no, Nana, we are two threes in a pod.
Oh my gosh.
She's so right. Like we are just a couple of threes over here, like trying to bust out this reading goal by the end of the year. So we have plans today to get another, like we are like, I think we're like 80% into this book that we're reading. So if we can get like a little chunk this morning before we head out into all of the stuff that we're doing for the day. And then if we can get like a good chunk tomorrow, I think we can make it. I think we can make it. And that will be my 10th book and I will have hit my goal and she will have hit her goal and we will have done it.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited. It was a good time. So that's the little update on my reading.
Way to go. Yeah. So really, if you can hustle and hit 10 books in a month,
right?
think about next year.
What could I? And now I am going to like back off, because like at the beginning of the month, I was like, all right, everybody, there's no more music in the car. Mom has a goal. So I don't care that it's Christmas time and you all want to listen to carols. Like, we are listening to audiobooks from here to the end of the year. Like, so sorry. And I have lightened up on that a bit since I started getting a lot closer to the goal. I was like, okay, we can resume with music. But I really like, I put in a lot of time and I put a lot of other things aside, and I'm really glad that I hit it, because it was one of those things, like, I showed myself that I could push myself and I could make time for the things that mattered to me. But now as I head into the new year, I'm like, okay, I don't have to hit 10 books every month. Like,
you sure don't, but you could, if you needed to.
I could if I needed to, but now it gives me like the, okay, look what I did. Now I can take on like some harder reading or some longer books or some, you know, more like historical stuff that I've been wanting to do, or maybe even more like nonfiction things. So it makes me like, okay, now that I've seen I can do that, I can now read more diversely into the new year and not be so much looking at like, okay, how long is this book on Audible and how much can I speed it up? How many hours does that shave off so that I can get through this book or whatever it is? So So I'm like, I'm glad I did it for quantity, but I also got like a lot of great, I mean, obviously I read 10, well, I will have read 10 books by tomorrow. And even like the goal wasn't to like get anything out of them. The goal was to accomplish it. But of course I did get stuff out of them. And
I mean, how that works.
Yeah, I know. And in an unexpected ways, like one of my favorite books I ended up listening to, and I had bought it on a whim on an Audible sale. And I was just like, oh, well, that could be interesting. And it was Hooked by Sutton Foster. Do you know who Sutton Foster is? Mm-mm. Okay, she's a Broadway star. And then she's also been in a couple of TV shows like Younger and Bunheads and stuff like that. But she started out on Broadway and she's back on Broadway right now once she gets over COVID in The Music Man with Hugh Jackman. So she's a pretty big deal in the whole theater world. And I knew of her, of course. She was like the originator of Millie in Thoroughly Modern Millie and like all of these, like she's done a ton of stuff. She was in Shrek on Broadway and, you know, like she's kind of a big deal. But she wrote this book called Hooked, and it's all about, it's a memoir of her life, but she looks at it through all of the crafting projects she has done throughout her life behind the scenes that kind of kept her sane while she was going through a lot of stuff in her life. And while she was doing all of these shows and everything, like what she would always do backstage and during rehearsals and everything was she would craft, she would crochet, she would at home, like make these collages and murals. And like, she allowed herself, like she talks about in one part of the book, like allowing herself to be a maker and that she is an artist. And of course, her whole story resonated with me because I grew up acting and I still do for part of my job. And I was always very creative and crafty and doing those kinds of things. But in the last couple of years, that has really fallen by the wayside because it was like, well, my time needs to be spent on my work and my family. And, you know, like I haven't given myself that creative freedom to really like honor that part of who I am. And reading this book, I think, especially right at the end of the year when I'm thinking about goals and that sort of thing, it was like, I think that is something I need back in my life. I think that kind of makes me me. And whether that is like decorating a space or decorating cookies or crocheting a blanket or like whatever it is, I want to give myself the freedom to do those things in 2022. And the time to do them and consider them worthwhile. And if that means I need to make them part of my content or, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to do that more in 2022.
Oh, I love that. Making room for that is so, so critically important. I love that.
And it can be simple stuff. Like, it's not like I have to ignore other things, but it's like, I've been working on this crochet blanket for like a year now, and I've just finished the first skein of yarn. So it's obviously, I've not been putting in a ton of time, but it's one of those things I can just pick up when I'm watching a show at night with Roman, or, you know, whatever. It's not like it has to require my full attention, but it's still doing it. Yeah. And like, I have had these thoughts of making this like abstract painting to go above my couch for like a couple of years now. So I just need to do it, and just things like that. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to let this be the year of letting go of the imposter syndrome, letting go of people's expectations, being who I am, really sinking into that, enjoying that, and putting that out there to the world, and then go from there.
Yeah. So does your word go along with that?
No, oh, maybe it should. Katie and I discussed this before the episode that we're both like, I think it's this word. We're neither of us feel super solid on it. And let's acknowledge that today that we're recording is December 30th. So we still have a little bit of time, but there's also, we've been talking about grace. It's okay if we don't have it all together by January 1st. So we're giving ourselves the room for our words to change if they need to. I have had one that just kind of keeps popping up for me, but really when I think about it, and I'm going to go ahead and put these suggestions out to anybody else who is looking for a word, I really feel like I should go along the lines of like one of these words, like happy or like fun, easy, fabulous. Like let's, maybe we should be focusing on those words for 2022. Wonderful. Windfall, millions.
Well, those are the kind of words where you're like, it couldn't go wrong.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I even put about like, should I put, could money be a word? No, because that could mean you lose all your money. But if I put millions, then, you know, it's bound for greatness.
Can't wait to see what God does with this.
Right? Like, oh, what you didn't know is you were going to get a million mosquito bites this week. Dang it. That's not where I was going for. But windfall, you can't go wrong with windfall, right? I mean,
yeah.
But that's, I probably won't go with one of those words, but I do feel like they would be a good choice. The one that keeps popping up for me, which I feel like is a little bit, it's along the same lines of last year, but I think has some different connotations as well. And it's steady. And so it's not so much like, it doesn't have the perfectionistic connotations that I feel like consistency did, but steady means like you just keep going.
Yeah.
You try to not have like too high highs or too low lows. Like just keep it together and keep on moving and keep showing up. And that's how you're going to get where you're going.
Well, and no matter what comes your way, one thing you can control is showing up. That's one thing that you can do that the world, the state of the world, the interpersonal, like none of that can change.
Yeah.
The one thing you can control, which is be steady, to show up. Like, I like that. I mean, that seems like, it seems like a safe word in that way.
I know.
Because you can control that.
Yeah. Right? I can control how I react to things. And not that it's always going to be perfect, because it definitely won't be, but it's just like that. It's kind of like, just keep swimming, like just keep going and let it be what it is. Don't get too hung up on anything. Don't let anything stall you out for too long. Just like keep moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I like it. It seems like a good move from the year that you've had moving into this year.
So
I like it.
We'll see. Okay. That's where I'm leaning.
For now.
Yes. And what are you leaning towards?
Okay. Well, the word that keeps coming to my mind is align. And so I've looked it up, like bring into focus, place or arrange things in a straight line, which I thought was interesting, and give support to, but especially the bring into focus. And, you know, I think it's important to me, and it's been on my heart to make sure that everything I'm doing is lining up with the direction that God is asking me to go or asking our family to go. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to get just like one degree off.
Yeah.
And I really, it's just been heavy on my heart to be in line. And so then the word align just kept coming, and it makes sense. I can sort of see it. Like, this is something that my life is desiring, is to be in line, but also to bring into focus. I like that. Where there's a little bit of clarity coming, that there's direction that you can see, not just that next step, but like bigger picture, like what is going on here? Because a lot of this last year has felt like you think you have bigger picture, but then something shifts. And actually, I had absolutely no idea what it was going to look like.
Yeah, you sure didn't.
I sure didn't. So to focus on aligning my life with the Bible and with what God's asking feels like a safe spot to land. Yeah. This can get small, and I don't have to see the big picture. But if you want to show me the big picture, I am open to that. But I just want to make sure I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of going into it knowing that like some things may be altered.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I think of it like when my kids are getting their eyes checked and they're like honing in exactly what their prescription is. Like, they're bringing it into focus and they're turning those knobs and changing things and adjusting them. And it takes a little bit of trying things out. One or two, A or B, you know, like you got to keep working through all of that. And so I think it's healthy to go into it knowing like, okay, things could change, you know, and it may not be the changes I was expecting.
Yeah. And if 2021 has taught us anything, it's that like hold plans loosely, you know, like there's so little we can't control. And that's always been true. But I think masked by busyness and, you know, signing up for things. And now all of a sudden the ability to even do things has lessened to the point that we are not in control of as much as we thought that we were.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that getting smaller and focusing on what's truly important and within my wheelhouse, this is what I want to do, is just make sure I'm doing all the things necessary for whatever that next step is, that I'm prepared emotionally and spiritually and physically, even just making sure that I'm ready for whatever's coming.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I think that is really good. And I see how both of our words, like, they really have come out of this year, moving into next year, not so much like a fresh thing, but I've even felt that about my goals. Like, as I've sort of started, I haven't been as much this year waiting until like, okay, January 1st, everything is going to change. Whereas I'm even like so weird to the fact where I'm like, well, it has to be January 3rd, because that's the Monday, and I need to do it on the Monday. But I haven't just been waiting until then. Like, I've been trying things out in December, you know, and like starting to bring them in like slowly. So it wasn't so much like do or die come January. Yeah. And I see that with our words too. It's like, I think these are things we've sort of started working on already throughout the end of this year. And then just allowing those to be our focus going forward into 2022. And I think that's a really healthy perspective to have on it. And knowing that like, it's not all going to be together. And maybe we will change our words, or maybe my goals are still going to have to be honed in a little bit as I'm getting into the beginning of the year. But I think even like with the tracking thing we're doing in Patreon, I know I keep talking about this, but I'm really excited about it, because I think like, even if that is your goal, is to just pay attention to what is actually going on in your life so that then you can make more informed choices for how you need to change things. I think that in and of itself is a worthwhile goal. I think you're probably going to have more success in the long run if you take the time to pay attention to what you're doing with your wellness and yeah. how your work is actually going and, you know, like all whatever the areas are for your life. If you take the time to see that, like really see that and quantify that, I think you can make more informed choices of the steps that you need to take to make actual sustainable change moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And it reads to me as maturity. Like it's,
yeah.
it's not as shiny and like, you know, fresh start and all the energy that goes along with it. It's a little bit more of a slow roll. Like, well, yeah. I'm gonna start right now. I'm just going to see, you know, it just seems like something that comes out of growth and
yeah.
Maturity. So I like that, yeah. that it, I mean, who doesn't love the fresh, shiny start? And it still can be that.
Yeah.
But also, why wait? Why not yeah. just, you know, start moving forward right where you are right now, not needing things to be perfect or look a certain way, or because those things really don't control the outcome. Yeah. It just feels like it will, but it really doesn't.
Yeah. And I still have those things. Like I still have the goals of like certain things I want to do every day in January or every, you know, weekday in January, or like really things I'm trying to hit hard in my business, or like how many auditions I'm going to get in every day, or how many Instagram reels I'm going to put out there, even if they're dumb things. Like it's more about like just showing up and throwing the stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks and doing that work and like trying to meet those little goals. Yeah. So that then I can, like we've been talking about in this episode, like get to the end of the month, see what it did, quantify mm-hmm. that. Okay. Did we see progress? Did stuff fall away? Like, but this is going to be the year of kind of like steadily throwing it all out there and seeing what works, getting to the end of the month and adjusting, and then going into the next month and trying to kind of operate in that way, like doing the little things and then seeing where they go. And I still have those things, but it just looks a little different than it has in the past.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. It's yeah. a healthy thing.
Yeah.
It's good. 2022.
Yes. It's going to be, well, like we've all said, we're all walking in here quietly.
Yeah.
Nobody's claiming it as their year, but no. I think it is a year where we can say like, okay, but I think we're all waking up a little bit more again to what we want our lives to be and how we can make our lives look. And we don't have to just operate in survival mode anymore. Mm-hmm. Like we can start moving forward again.
Yep. And so. Truly control the things that we can.
Yeah.
And not the things that we thought we controlled.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's to limited control in 2022. All right. Well, this was a fun chat. Maybe we'll come back in a few weeks and do an update on how things are going.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah.
If we stuck with the word or
yeah, if we changed it. We've scrapped all of our goals and
yeah.
we've decided to eat bonbons instead, you know.
Is that an option?
Yeah, I think maybe that needs to be one of my goals. Not sure.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for chatting with me again.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. If you would like access to the show notes, you can scroll up in whatever app you are using to listen to the podcast, and they should all be there. Or you can go to mackenziekoppa.com and click on podcast, and that is where you can find the show notes for every single episode. And can I just mention that whenever you shop through one of those links, one of those affiliate links that we have for Amazon or our sponsors or anything else, you are directly helping support the show. You are keeping the lights on around here and in my life, and I am so grateful for those of you who actually take the time to use those links. It may not seem like a big deal to you, but it actually makes a huge difference on this side of things. So thank you to all of you who do that. Thank you also for those of you who have left ratings and reviews on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you listen to the podcast. It makes such a difference in getting the podcast out to other people, which is another big way to be supporting the show. So thank you for sharing it with your friends and telling people about it on social media, it makes a big difference. All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. And until next week, Happy New Year and go be bold and gracious.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.